بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Once Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم cautioned the Sahaba kiram, don't carry tales to me, because I wish to come out with a clean heart, impressing upon us that the household of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was clean. No stories there. Gossiping, ribad, carrying tales, there was not, no such a thing. But just as at home I am clean, when I come towards you also, I must remain clean. After all, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also human. It is human, you will bring stories, and human beings will feel affected. Then it's a chapter on its own to go and verify, investigate. That's another chapter. So the simple thing is, carry tales. So at home, my household, they are particular about these things here. And I request the same from you as well. A person can come out from the house with a good heart and a good tongue. So when the heart is good and the tongue is good, then you are thinking good of all. And you're speaking well to everybody. So your heart is good and your tongue is good. So then when you come out amongst your friends, then as though you've come into a garden. There's a rose tree, there's an orange tree, there's a mango tree, a variety of fruit, flowers, and it's a pleasure going to the garden. Because my heart is good for everybody, I think good of them. So when I think good of them, then it's a pleasure to be amongst my friends. Because we only engage in good things and we think good as well. But on the contrary, if our minds are not right and our tongues are not right, or when we getting into our friends in any way, whether it is a circle of friends, whether it is through the media, social, etc., when we go coming across them, then the mind is already injected with poison and the tongue is also filthy. The mind will say, alright, now I'm not going into a garden, not going into an orchard. Now it's a dangerous place that I'm going in. There may be snakes there, there may be scorpions, there may be lions, tigers, jackals, fox, cheetahs. I have to be very careful. So when you're walking out, getting out of your house, then you don't have a good mind, you don't have a good tongue. Because all the time say, watch out, this person is like this, this person is like that. So be careful of this person, be careful of that person. He's like this and he's like that. So your tongue is already soiled and your heart was soiled previous to that. So, just correcting the mind and the tongue. We don't need to have and harbor any type of ill feelings towards anybody. The mind and the tongue. Don't harbor the ill feelings. One person is complaining about some person is not playing the game with me. Well, it's alright. Now, if you're not playing the game, then play the game with someone else then. Now you're going to say, hey, he's not playing the game. Are you carrying on the game then? It's going to get worse now. Get someone else, carry on. You know that you have to play the game. Game means to the business, whatever work is to be done, do it. This person is not, you can't see to be winning with him, then move on, next person, third person, move on. Allah Bhagavad didn't ask you to just tie yourself to this person here. Why must you remain tied to the person? Many years ago, maybe what, I would say about 32 years ago, there was a friend that was complaining about an estate that his father died and his relatives are not seeing right. They're not giving what is due to his father. So that was the essence of the complaint. So I asked, how was it working? So he says, no, it was one thief, right? And the whole family was randomly just taking out. It's one thief, right? And I'm taking out, you taking out, he's taking out. He's complaining that they took out more. So I asked, what makes you say that they took out more? He says, see how much properties they got. So I told him, so that's not conclusive evidence, because it may be his luck. He took out the money and he invested it in the right place. And you took out the money and you got new cars. So he took it and he invested it rightly and the thing grew. So, not conclusive, no, but they're not right for me. I must fight with them. So I asked him, what's your age? So he must have been about, I would say, 19, 20 at the time. He said, see what you do. If you want good advice, you're young, your blood is hot, so you go out in the world and do some work. You do some work, because if you're going to jam your mind into this fight here, then you're not going to work, and the day this thing comes out, right, then you'll just get the tuppence. Because it's your father's estate, right? In your father's estate, there'll be 10 people. So, what you'll get out of it? I thought of 32 years ago, you'll be lucky if you get about 10,000-15,000, or maybe say more, say 100,000. So, it's all after all the long-drawn battle. But if you get into business now, do buy, sell, see what you can do, you get an opportunity, buy, sell, right, make something, do something, then your mind is clear. See? Your mind is not stuck into this thing here. It's not jammed here. Your mind is positive, your mind is constructive, your mind is working. One is now, so I must get my money. So all the time the money is just stuck in there. So you're not working and you're waiting for this to come out. Now this will take its own time. Rather than that, you invest your energies in something constructive. Who knows, Allah will give much more in that. It's a big dua for it. Now about 20 years later, Allah gave so much, he said, well, I don't know what to do with the wealth now. Where to invest? That time I came to complain, I was 19, now I'm about 40. But I don't know what to do with the money, so much. You know, where to invest, what to do with the money, uplang, not whatever. You know, this thing is just rolling. I said, now see, do the maths now. Had you been waiting for this dream to materialize, right, what would have happened? And you worked, right, your sweat, your hard labor, Allah put barakat in that. And now the additional benefit is with your relatives, whether it's your uncles, your cousin, your relationship is not spoiled. If you've been fighting all the time, then I will not say for a moment what they did was right. That what they did was wrong, they'll answer for it, right? Unless you forgive them, right? But don't jam your mind. Don't get your mind stuck. He, you know, whole day and night, they're just going in circles. Be positive, constructive. You don't cheat someone. But if the person is doing wrong to you, don't get jammed into that, get stuck into that. Open your mind, do something constructive. Time is past, and you will be winning, inshallah. But you put your mind jammed up into that. So shaitan likes this. قل لعبادي يقول التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم you speak, then speak good words. Ahsan, good. Very good words. In other words, it must be good according to Shari standards, and it must be good as well. It's not against the Shari standards, and ethically is also good. So ethical is good, and Shari standards also is good. So you must think before you say anything. Can't just blurt out anything, anybody. You have to think carefully. All right, now this person has asked this thing here. What must I do? How must I answer? I know some, maybe about 25 years ago. So, at that time, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, all our brothers, Allah gave them all free homes, right? 25 years ago. So, I came after Fajr, normally I teach all that, then I come home. So, my mother, she came in. So, you also going to leave. Now, I know what's troubling her. Because everybody's gone now. I'm the one that's left. So I'm thinking now how to answer. Because one way to answer is, as long as you are around, then I'm not going to leave the place. But what is the lazim of that? The lazim of that is that I'm waiting for you to die, then I'll leave. Then is that the right thing? It's not the right thing that. See, as I'm saying, think how that person will take it. What he'll feel. Don't think just for yourself. Make that other person mentally comfortable. As Mawlana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah says, that one of the reasons that Allah Pak has blessed me with knowledge, etc., he mentions this, why he mentions it, so that you can also benefit. Not to praise, not self-praise. He says, I made the point of always keeping my elders happy. Verbally, in whichever way, maybe I couldn't do other khidmat, like to do pressing and all that, right? Pressing and malishing the head and all that. I don't say don't do it, but maybe I didn't do all that too much. But to the best of my ability, I tried to keep them happy. One is keeping happy to flatter the person. Not flattering, but the way I would come across, the way I would speak, and the way I would conduct myself, in their presence or in their absence, then my elders would be always happy with me. There wasn't a moment that I can remember when my elders were unhappy with me. Such an easy card for prosperity. Your elders, and you keep them happy. Elders will be two types of people. One is your parents and your family elders. Doesn't only mean your parents, but your family elders. Sometimes your family is maybe your grandparents, maybe your uncles, maybe your elder brothers. Right? So, at any given time, but keep them happy. So you have to think, like I could have given this answer here, and that answer wouldn't have been the best answer, right? Though it would work, but it wouldn't be the best answer. So, one is your family circle, you keep them happy. However, whatever, according to your means, that doesn't mean that you must go against your means. According to your means, how you can keep them happy. So, for that, some knowledge is required. Some understanding of deen is required. Now you've got family people, right? And you can see that they don't have good homes. They don't have homes at all, renting, right? Now, in all this, every now and then you Umrah, going to Turkey, there, here, and all that. Is that the better thing? Is that the better thing now? When you can see your family, your people, maybe your cousin, maybe not a very close relative, but a bit of a distant relative. But you can see he's in a little bit of a hard way, taking a bus to work, doesn't have a proper vehicle, nothing. And you flying around, is that the better thing? You will not say it's haram. You will not see the sambandha. There is a person that's coming close to you. So you think, now what's the better thing? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَعْذَا يُنْفِقُونَ فَأَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. See the sequence. Order. Parents, then close. So the Quran says, فَأَنْفَقْتُمْ فَلِلْأُمْرَى وَلِحَجِّ النَّفَلْ. What is it? Nafal, Hajj and Umrah could be done that time also. Not really now. Not really Nafal, Hajj and Umrah. Okay. But for a holiday also you can splash 100,000, 200,000. And that you won't say anything. You, your family went 100,000, splashed. You know. Turkey, wherever, shopping, all that came back. But if you did your cousin or relative something for 50,000, then for 50 years you're seeing about it. You know, we help you for 50,000. Not even appreciative. For that to keep talking. See how our minds work. And how we've drifted away from the path of the original old people. You hear of Zain al-Abidin, rahmatullahi, grandchild of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. After his passing away, hearing hundreds of people, 100, 500 people coming, what happened to him now? We should get a monthly allowance from him. We should do this for us. Nobody knows. But you see, they did the work. لا يعلم شماله ما ينفق يمينه. But he's so discreet, nobody knows. So that person doesn't feel embarrassed. And that the reward also may be a concealed work. Now you spend 50,000, 100,000 person, talk about it. But a holiday, and you splashed all that on yourself and your child, you don't talk about it. So why must you talk about this then? See how our minds went away from our elders, and how it went. So the idea then, wish for yourself, wish for others as well. Bukhari Sharif, Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, this hadith appears. Baya'na ala yadin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shahadati Allah ilaha illallah. Wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Iqam salah, itai zakah. At the end, wa nushi li kulli muslimin. Ala nushi li kulli muslimin. The last one, that we will wish well, to be good to every Muslim. Mentally, materially, will be good to them. Will be good. So, was the allegiance that everybody must be good to me, or I'll be good to others? So the last point was that I'll be good to everybody, whether that person was good or not good. In fact, the Sahaba Ikram's life, looking at the life, and we don't look at these points. The Muhajirin moved over to Medina, right? Now, what was the immediate response of the Ansar, Sahaba Kiram? He's got 60 shops, so he says to the Ansar, take 30, and I'll take 30. So many in this world, is there anybody who can do that? Anybody can do that. Half, splitting it half. After you take 30, I'll take. The more someone says, alright, no, man, you know what? You can have this one house. One junk house, breaking down, all that. You want to fix it and stay there. That's, you know, we set him up. Put him up. In a broken down place now. Mayville somewhere, put homes there. House there. Put him up. See how we are. And look at the spirit of the Sahaba Ikram. Look at that. So when we look at the Sahaba, don't look selectively. Like, oh, they only were seeing Quran Sharif and Namaz, all that. So, and you'll see, we'll support it by saying that that's the biggest Ikram. You know. Deen came the biggest thing. So that means Sahaba Ikram didn't know what was the biggest deen. So it means they gave Quran also, but they did Ikram as well. Both they did. This and that. But do we have that heart? So I say, alright, you don't have the heart like the Sahaba Ikram. But you know you're going all the day, children are going here, running around, everything, right? So then, what you can do is, just leave all the holidays, just decrease that, and Allah will give you wealth. Every 5-6 years, put 1% up. Cousin, nephew, friend, friend's child, right? So, you put him up. After 5 years, 6 years. No, can't do that. But for the wedding to put 80, 90,000, 100,000, they must go for a honeymoon and do the wedding up. See that. Was that the style of these pious people? So then, will you have barakat in this? So I was talking about my mother asking the question. So, you know, how to answer it? So I told her, see, me I made a firm niyat. I'm going to stay in this house here for another 70 years. At that time she's now over 70, right? So the life expectancy is how much? Most 85, 90, right? Not above that. Then I could see she just breathed, oh, this is alright. But now, how to cheer the person? How to make the person feel mentally comfortable, relaxed, easy, understanding? Not the relaxation only for me. Now that relaxation, happiness, cheer, only for me and my house. Right? And the Jariya says, وَنُسْهِ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. To wish well for every Muslim. Right? How is he now? What's happening to him? What can we make a plan for him? What can we do for him? And everybody must do something for Islam, something for the Muslims. Wherever you are, something for Islam and something for the Muslims. Allah, Hazrat Mawlana Harun Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, they make it a point that you get some friends and all that. He was by nature a little bit friendly, quite friendly. So, get along. That we're going to visit the sick in this hospital here. So, you make a point now. You're in one hospital from Alif to Wasalam. All the sick. Say about there's 20 Muslim people there. You meet with each person. Not too long now. 5-6 minutes. How are you? There's something to offer that. He'll offer that. Right? So my dream is that if I can't do it, then someone must take that initiative. Someone must take that initiative. Alright? But something for Islam, something for the Muslim. So when each person is doing something for Islam, something for the Muslim, then won't we be a very, very organized, a strong, united community? Won't we? That frame of mind, what can I do for Islam? What can I do for the Muslims? For my neighbor? For here? Everybody thinks the same. Obviously, everybody can't do everything. But everybody must be doing something. All can't do everything. I was a cheerful person as well. He brightened the spirits. So right now, we visited 20 people in this hospital, right? Do the maths now. They're wondering, what are the maths now? They see, for each sick person that you visit, you're getting 70,000 malaika making dua for you. So now, 20 times 70,000, just do the maths. But now, he's doing it with a cheer. That's why I say, every person can think, what can I do? Just going for a picnic, Athlone Park, and amongst the protein, but enough picnic. Enough eating, what garden they got there, in town? Botanical garden, yeah. Enough of the botanical, alright, someone has to go. Make it a point. Make it, you want to go there. And I say, don't go, right? But this type of a spirit created in you and your children. So it's, you take the fazilat to your children, right, so much of sawab again. So right, you go for the botanical picnic, but let's go and meet five sick persons. Mawlana just landed from Umrah, and his one sister was not being too well. So he, from the airport straight, he shot to the hospital, which joked with her, brought her up, and it made her feel so happy. One day she was discharged. See, but how we have to think, how must we think? How do you understand? Plan, a little bit plan, make adjustments here. It's my relative, my cousin, my brother, my sister, and they're not in a very good way, or let me do something for them. Only for me, me, secure. So, hundreds of people did that in the past. And you going on the same line, everybody thought the same. Me and my family. So everybody did the same. But what did you do for everybody? What did you do for the Muslims? And their spirit was such, even non-Muslims did it. Not only for Muslims. Alright? You, al-aqrab fal-aqrab, the one that is closer, you do more. And, but the person that is the other human being around your neighborhood, you will do for him as well. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, if there was a new fruit or something good was being prepared at home, right? And as he's entering, right, a lot of time from the road I can make out what they're preparing in the house. Right? No, others won't get it, but from the road I can make out, alright, what's prepared. So, Abdullah ibn Umar, you know, he saw there's something good in the house, right? Then, as he comes in, the first announcement, Sha'arukum al-Yahudi. What about your Jew neighbor? Have you sent anything for a tree of mangoes or whatever? But have you sent anything across there? See how our minds work? How our minds work? Just eat, enjoy, botanical garden, that garden. We didn't go this one yesterday. That's the only place. Visit the sick. Iyadatul Mareed. The only wajib, you know, is that ijabatu da'i. What? That's the only wajib, you know, what? You may give a da'wah, let's go. But the people may engage, right? They also give you a da'wah, isn't it? If one sab, sab gashkar ke liye jate hai, da'wah dete hai. But that da'wah is always an optional thing. But the food da'wah must make it a point. But you see our selective approach. The approach is selective. Oh, I must go. I'll be breaking relationship. So, Iyadat al-Mareed. Then I said, Silatul Rahim. Your family, close or distant, what can we do? And now, we're living here, all split around. Someone's here, someone in Marisburg, someone in Ladysmith. Right? So, if you can't visit, then do two things. One is, you're sending a message by email or whatever. And if someone is going that way, you send something. Please now, don't, everybody, you don't send honey now. One time I said honey, send my honey, so I got loads of honey coming here. If you don't understand now, you know, the amount of khajur came this year, I think I had to give more than three quarters to give it away. You feed a fasting person, you get that swab, alright, very good. But everybody is giving khajur, and they won't give one box, five box, six boxes now. The freezer also can't keep it. There's other needs also, and see what's the need of the time, what people need, what they require, what they'll be happy with, right? See what will make them feel relaxed and happy. Someone can't afford the luxury of a samosa, for example, and they have their families there. So you send something like that. Someone can't afford something else. It's a delicacy, but they can't afford it, right? But you eat a pan, alright, somehow, you know, now, Umayyad likes fish now, eh? Some good fish came in, they send it to him. You can't afford it, so we send it. But what does it do to his heart? How nice he feels. Now you're coming from Umrah, so everybody will give one attar, one tasbih, and one zamzam. You have piles of the thing. So you just tell the person, jazakallah, and end it off. But now, zara samajh ki zarurat hai. Understand what's the need of the time, what he needs. That muhabbat, etc., is not a routine. What we're doing, it's like a routine. Came now, forgive this, give this, give this, finish khalas. It's a routine. And muhabbat is that what the person, what will make the person really happy? It will really bond the relationship, make the person really, really happy. What can I do? So just work it out, analyze. You don't know that one dua that person may make. You know, Hadith Kitab, you got one famous Rawi, Ru'asi, they call him. Can't remember the first name. Abdul Karim or something, but Ru'asi. Remember the first name, what? Abdul Karim, Ru'asi. So I'm looking at his halat. His memory is good. Allah forgives him some of that memory. So, that Abdul Karim Ru'asi, I think for about 5-6 generations, the deen just flourished. You know, they all were great in what they see. What happened? How it happened? See how what Allah sees. So he had like a canteen, you know, preparing food. His thing was fire and all that. That's what he used to prepare. So he saw now the students of deen coming in and good people coming in, learning hadith, learning, teaching hadith. He said, I'll take it on myself to feed them as long as they are. They are here, I will feed them. At that time, they have fosters and someone catering and feeding all that. They didn't have it. They're studying deen. They seem to be good people. Let's pass it on. So for that month or 2 months, he fed them nicely. And those people made dua. So that goodness of deen, passing, learning, that carried on for 7-8 generations. So to think now, how do we do it? Or what can we do? Like I said, don't do the same thing, duplicating. Ramzan came, so everybody giving khajur. So how much khajur are you going to eat? In the past, someone came from India, they'll give a lungi. There were 20. But thoda sa soch karke, samajh karke, kaam karna chahiye. I said, don't close that, but think now, what's the thing, what's the right thing to do at this time? What to give, what not to give? Iyadatul Marid. Someone takes on that, alright. Maybe Ahmad Mal. I got my Jamal, I got my guys. We'll continue with Harun's work. Take about 3-4. Don't make it dry now. Get them some burger or something on the road. But 70,000 malaika. We took the hospital to get all the sick. From A to. Imagine if you were sick and that there. Nobody comes to see you, how you feel. And most especially when it's a little bit of a poorer person, go there. One person is complaining. Sometimes the poor person is left in the hospital, right? Like we're talking of Grace Hospital in Madison. And the Grace is like a referral, like how you got his Lutul is a referral. So Grace Hospital is also a referral. So the refer patient right from Newcastle, Ladysmith, to Grace Hospital. That one is telling me that sometimes they can't afford to come and visit the sick. The Newcastle sick is here. He's lying here, he's chronic, for 5 months, 4 months, nobody coming to see. In the meanwhile, there's a Christian missionary or a Hindu priest, he's coming to do prayers. What happens to them? They don't know deen properly, these people. They just think, hey, maybe some luck comes, you know. That's how the person will think. Meanwhile, the person is dying, and he's doing Christian rites, he's doing Hindu rites. If we go in, alright, 3-4 friends, I don't say we go every week, alright, can't do every week, once in 2 weeks, but have 4 friends, alright, we'll go. Five of us will go, this hospital there, make some contact with the doctor, whoever in charge, and all proceed is now, taluqat, dunya bil wasait, dunya works with contacts. So what are the contacts, what are the, who to meet and how to meet, what is going to do it. See this. Simple things, but how much of yours, how much of reward? That was one thing more I should do. Visit the sick. Second thing more I used to do, right? You know, you get this hawkers coming, some like men, some women. Before in Springer Bay, they should call, they should say, of millies. 3, 4, 5 rand. 3, 4, 5 rand. So sometimes you're getting aunties going, broom for the, sometimes you're getting men coming. So mother asked for it, how much this thing is? She said, 100 rand. So mother bought the whole thing, right? Give all 100 rand. After he's received it, then he returns the whole thing back to Moran. Take it, sell it somewhere else. But that is now, like, you know, you say, غير متراقبة. You know, he didn't expect that. Got the 100 rand, plus he returned the stuff. How we can make it a more thriving, beautiful, loving community? Abu Dawud shares the hadith which says, the Ahl Masjid, they must cooperate, love with each other. In that, you have to tolerate also. Someone will be talking nonsense or that, right? So you have to tolerate the person. But now, at least it's a thriving community. Someone is doing something for the sick. The person doesn't have to be in hospital, even at home. Nobody is there to take care of him. I mentioned this from 10 years ago, you know. Because you have a little 10 or 20 years ago. Look at your relatives also. Please, love us, bless you. Look at them. So the man came after 1-2 weeks, he said, hey, look, you told us, man. We discovered that we got two distant aunties living in some flat. One was about 75, the other was 85. Both are there, they messed up, nobody to clean. Now, this is where I say, friends, do your work, make your business, but make it a point. Let's take this one. This hospital here, this sick here, this town, this one here. Let's take it on. And please, for people that are underprivileged, men to men and women to women. Don't become too courteous now and make a lot of khidmat for women now. Because the next step will be something else then. So this woman, let the woman do the khidmat. Men, let men do the khidmat.